Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Today's podcast is entitled The Measure of a Man, The Ongoing Legacy of My Father. My father, affectionately called Papa Pete Beck, recently died at the amazing age of 93. He experienced a rich and full life serving God for 51 of those years as a disciple and church leader. He left behind the love of his life and wife for 71 of those years, 4 sons, 14 grandchildren, 20 great-grandchildren, and 2 great-great-grandsons, along with countless friends and partners in the ministry. Many regard him as a kind of legend. For us in the family, he was dad, granddad, or something similar. It is pretty difficult to be a legend among those who see you often and know you well, but he was highly respected and well-loved by his family. I've been thinking about how to measure his life. Not that any human being is truly capable of doing such a thing. What is his legacy? The first thing that comes to mind is his family. Secondly, perhaps, we should consider his many accomplishments. What I would like to focus on in this short article is the idea that legacy can be measured by what those we mentored or fathered are able to accomplish after we are gone. Moses did a lot in the 40 years after he turned 80. He confronted the most powerful ruler in the world and witnessed God's power, humble, and eventually destroy that man in order to liberate God's chosen people. He led Israel through the wilderness for 40 long years and brought them to the brink of the promised land. As great as all that was, the one he appointed to take over after him accomplished even more. Joshua led God's people to victory over the inhabitants of Canaan and oversaw the distribution of the land to the 12 tribes. Moses' legacy has to be measured in terms of his own victories and those of his protege. If all Moses had done was bring them to the brink of the promise, he would have been somewhat of a failure. What we accomplish through our heirs or disciples is just as meaningful, perhaps even more so, than what we personally achieve. Another fine example of a disciple carrying on the legacy of his father in the faith is the Elijah-Elisha relationship. Elijah accomplished some amazing things during his stint as a major prophet in Israel, but he eventually came to the point when he was ready to call it quits. In a state of unbelief and despondency, God gave him 3 things to accomplish before his death, one of which was to pass on his ministry to a successor named Elisha. In addition, he was to anoint or appoint new kings over Syria and Israel. Interestingly, his first step of obedience was to call Elisha to be his disciple. Elisha dropped everything to follow him and remained faithful to the very end of Elijah's life, at which point he was granted his request to be given a double portion of Elijah's anointing. Elisha was the one who anointed the 2 kings in Elijah's stead. In addition, over his lifetime, and in one case after his death, Elijah performed exactly twice as many miracles or signs than his mentor. Elijah accomplished more through his successor than he did through his own ministry. Elisha became an important part of the measure of Elijah's life. Jesus also accomplished and is accomplishing amazing things through his disciples. Jesus only spent 3 years in active ministry. He had no biological children who could be thought of as a legacy. Our Lord's ministry is measured by what he accomplished through his death, resurrection, ascension into heaven, the outpouring of the Spirit, and his coming return as the glorious Son of Man to judge the living and the dead and subsequently rule over all creation. That might be enough, but our Lord's purpose was always to include us. He has given birth to multitudes of disciples through the gospel, all of whom have become part of the family of God. Therefore, part of Jesus' legacy is his heavenly family, which keeps growing. The third part of his legacy, which is also still going forward, is the ongoing ministry of the church, his disciples, whom he said would do even greater works than he was able to do in his lifetime. John 14:12. My Father's legacy will be proved and expanded through the ministry of those he left behind. Now that he's gone, it is time for us who remain to pick up the baton and run with passion and endurance our leg of the race, and eventually to pass that baton on to the next generation. That is the enduring legacy that will honor my Father's memory and bring glory to God.